got some money to spend tonight.
What that means?
It is Friday, and it is time to embrace everything that is on offer in the Pikes Peak region to keep us entertained. And normally we'd be talking about perhaps a festival here or there that might be keeping us busy this weekend. But of course, with the coronavirus, that has all changed. So time to embrace the new normal. And we have Jonathan Toma with Peak Radar joining us on the phone now to tell us what we can expect.
Yeah, good morning, Mike and Shannon. Certainly a little different Memorial Day weekend this weekend with no Territory Days and things like that, but still ways to engage with your community, whether you're out and about doing hikes and walks and things or online checking out some of what Peak Radar Virtual has. So still ways to connect this weekend.
Okay. Do you have some great ones for us?
Well, as always, a few that we can start with. There is the Run with the Angels virtual 5K, and that 5K is usually over this weekend anyway, but it's just been transitioned to a virtual one. It's hosted by Red Leg Brewing Company, and it supports Angels of America's Fallen, a local organization. And one cool thing, registration is $20 that's donated directly to Angels of America's Fallen, but also the first 100 local registrants will receive a free commemorative gift. So if you're looking for a reason to get out and about and do some exercising this weekend and also support a really cool local organization, the Run with the Angels virtual 5K is a good way to do it. You can do it starting today through Monday. So the good news is you can do it whenever you want in that time span. You don't have to be at the starting line all at one time.
You don't have to do it in the early morning. You don't have to. That's what
right,
I hate
yes.
about 5Ks is it's such an early morning sport. So
perfect. This is
yes.
for the afternoon 5K runners or
go.
The early evening 5K runners.
Yeah.
It'll be a good opportunity.
Okay.
And a couple more. Pikes Peak Writers is hosting a virtual Writers Night on Monday evening. And if you're, looking to do some more writing or have been doing more writing and reflecting during this time, this is an opportunity to get some fun camaraderie between writers and laughter, where you can talk through with experienced writers and see some of what your peers or just folks are doing. And so you get on Zoom and talk all things writing. One interesting project that has come from a local artist, Sophie Thunberg, is a Hand to Hold project. And one of the many consequences of this situation is that there's a lack of physical touch between people. You have to think about high fives and handshakes and all those things now. But this project aims to sort of bridge that gap. So you submit a hand selfie and along with a story about a time when you felt truly held. And Sophie is going to put that into a digital project where folks can check out some of the stories of people that have been held by older, folks as you've grown up or some of your mentors and ways that you have connected with people. So a cool project to check out as well. And then finally, the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs is having virtual radio performances every Wednesday in concert with KCME. And so starting actually this past Wednesday and moving for the next couple weeks, they'll have different programs of chamber orchestra performances that have been recorded so that you can check in with your chamber orchestra of the Springs and hear some of their lovely music. So a good couple options, even though Memorial Day looks different, a few things for folks to do this weekend for sure.
I love the way folks have gotten creative and are able to at least
yes.
give people some entertainment. This is a difficult situation. It's very unique. It's the first time I can remember anything like this happening, and it's great to see people stepping up to the plate, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And the plans for the 4th of July that have been adjusted over the last couple days, but still be able to have some of the spirit of things that have happened in the past. So yeah, the creativity has been phenomenal to see.
Okay, so maybe people who are listening right now and need to spark some creativity in their own lives, go and check out peakradar.com/virtual. That's how you'll get to it, right, Jonathan?
Perfect.
Okay. And thanks so much for calling in and giving us a heads up on how we can keep ourselves entertained this weekend.
For sure. Happy weekend, Mike and Shannon.
You too. Stay safe. 842 KRDO's Morning News.